find out what Dick Fain thought of week one. He's on the line now. G'day, Dick.
Well, spectacular game last night on Monday Night Football, guys. I mean, this is the first time in Monday Night Football history, and they've been doing this for 50 years. They played over 700 Monday Night Football games. It was the first time ever that we've had two lead changes in the final minute of the football game. I mean, Houston marches down, gets a touchdown in the final minute, and then Drew Brees, zip, 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 gets them into field goal range and kicks that game winner that we just heard. Just a great week to, you know, I wouldn't say a great week of football overall in week one, but a great week of storylines. There is absolutely no shortage of storylines to talk about in the National Football League right now.
Dick, I know it's only week one, but who looked the best and who surprised you by how bad they looked?
Pretty easy question. Pretty easy answer to the first question.
Okay.
The New England Patriots looked the best. I mean, they beat a very good Pittsburgh Steelers team 33-3.
Whoa.
And New England plays, I think we mentioned this a week or two ago when we were going over the predictions. I just said that New England, why I don't think they're the best team in the NFL, they're certainly one of the best teams in the NFL, and they've got the easiest schedule in the NFL. So they're just going to be, New England, as long as Tom Brady stays upright, New England's going to be able to skate to 12 or 13 wins, which means that they're going to either get a one seed in the AFC or they're going to get a two seed in the AFC. So they're going to get home playoff games, and it's just going to make that road to the Super Bowl even that much easier for Tom Brady. And now they're going to add Antonio Brown, and we'll get to Antonio Brown in just a second. As far as the surprise, the Cleveland Browns have been talked about as you know, they're the up and coming team. They're the team that has Baker Mayfield, and they got Odell Beckham Jr. now, and they've got a new, you know, lease on life. Well, they came out and looked like the old Cleveland Browns that have just been getting destroyed for the last 30 years. They got thumped 43-13 and looked absolutely embarrassing in doing it. So the Cleveland Browns probably were the most disappointing, as the Titans just embarrassed them. And then the Miami Dolphins, we all knew Miami was rebuilding. We all knew that they were going to be bad this year, and they're really not even trying to win. But now we've got a multitude of players after just 1 week contacting their agents saying, get me out of here. Get me traded off this football team right now. I don't think I've ever seen this in NFL history, guys. We're seeing it in Major League Baseball a lot. We're seeing it in the NBA where teams are just trying to punt on seasons. Remember we talked about the 76ers a few years ago where they were trying to lose to get draft picks?
Yes.
And it's kind of worked for them with Embiid and Ben Simmons, and now they're a good team. Well, that's what Miami's trying to do. They're trying to lose to get the best and most draft picks possible over the next couple of years.
Yeah, it seems amazing, doesn't it?
And it's week one.
Do we expect Antonio Brown to be playing next week for the Patriots?
It hasn't been confirmed yet, but
right.
I don't see why not. I mean, there was a question on whether he might even play this week against Pittsburgh, so I don't see why he wouldn't be able to go in week number two. And, you know, it's intriguing, and yet it's the same. At the same time, it's just so sad. It's intriguing to see what's going to happen with Antonio Brown going to the most quality-run organization in the NFL where team is always bigger than player.
Yes.
That is the one place where Antonio Brown can land where I actually think they can corral him and turn him into something less than just a look-at-me type guy. That's what's intriguing about it. Obviously, Tom Brady throwing to Antonio Brown is going to be intriguing as well. The travesty side of it, the sad side of it is that Antonio Brown clearly wanted out of Oakland. And he kicked and screamed and yelled and misbehaved like a two-year-old that you see at the store. Yeah. You know, the two-year-old in the cart in front of you in line to check out from the grocery store and is screaming and yelling and pleading for his mom to give him the candy.
Yeah.
And finally the mom just relents and gives him the candy, and he's like, ha, all I had to do was scream and yell and I got my way. That's exactly what Antonio Brown did. He screamed and yelled and misbehaved, and he got his way. He got out of Pittsburgh, and he got on with the most successful franchise, and they're going to pay him $15 million this year.
We saw his reaction on social media, didn't we, when he got the news through, Dick. Obviously, he doesn't spend much time with his shirt on, but neither would I guess, if I looked like Antonio Brown.
But I don't think we're going to hear a peep from him this year. I honestly don't, because he's going to the Patriots. And Tom Brady and Bill Belichick rule that roost. And I think he's going to understand that. He's not a dumb guy. He's actually a very smart guy. He's just a very immature guy. And so I think he's going to realize that, listen, I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not Bill Belichick. They've won a lot more Super Bowls than I have. I'm just going to go and catch passes. And I don't think we're really going to have any problems from Antonio Brown this year. And I expect him to have a pretty successful season over there.
Hey, big decision for me, Dick, coming up. I've been a Giants fan for the last 14 years after watching them 2005 beat the Washington Redskins 36-0. I'm prepared to dump them at this point and find a new team. Tell me why I should go for the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I think the Seahawks, other than the Patriots, I think the Seahawks probably have to be in that very short list of best overall run franchises.
Right.
The Seahawks rarely have any drama. They have a quarterback in Russell Wilson who is as stable. You talk about unstable Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson is the absolute categorically opposite player than Antonio Brown. He is always stable. He is always under control. He never worries about his numbers or what he needs to do to get the most money. He knows that winning will get the most money for him, and that's what he's done with the Seahawks. And they just go to the playoffs every single year, guys. So, you know, I'd put them right behind the Patriots, you know, in that group, that very small group with teams like the, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers that they're just seemingly are always there at the end of the season. I think the Seahawks are actually a pretty easy football team to root for.
If you follow the Patriots, you're a sheep too. You're just following everyone else because of Brady, Belichick.
Right.
And the other thing about the Seahawks, they got an Aussie kicker. Might not mean much to you, but it's big for us, Dick.
Michael Dixon is a champ, guys.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about him at the beginning of the preseason last year, and I said, guys, this guy could be the best punter in the league this year. And guess what? He was the best punter in the league in his first year.
Yeah.
He is you know, usually punters are really boring to watch, and you really don't pay attention. But whenever Michael Dixon's got the ball in his hands, he can do some great things. He can boot it 70 yards. He can place it at the two-yard line if he needs to put some backspin on it, like a great golfer from 100 yards out. I mean, he's really incredible to watch, and the Seahawks are going to have him for a long, long time. And Michael Dixon is going to make a lot of money in this league. He's going to be able to play for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. So Seattle's your new team?
Seattle's my team.
There you go.
Well done, Dick.
Very
convincing.
You've got another convert. Dick, good on you, buddy.
There you go. I don't think we'll win this week. We're going to Pittsburgh to take on a really ticked off Steelers team that got embarrassed by the Patriots. But don't worry, even if the Seahawks are 1-1, they'll be fine by the end of the year.
There you
keep it positive, Dick.
Back to losing your first week. Good on you, Dick. Well done, mate. Dick Fabe will